We believe Bo's an excellent hockey player that can help our team win. You know, I've maintained same position that if there's a deal out there that makes sense for us that we think is going to improve our roster, we're open to it. But if there's not, you know, we're not in a situation where we're looking to move him out or looking to move him for futures and stuff like that. It's just for me, we want to help our team win hockey games, and he does that.
Kevin Adams. Are they, well, whatever, we're going to call in here. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Are they gun-shy on big contract extensions because they already have a bunch and it did not work out for Cousins? And, I mean, Peterka didn't get his.
Uh-huh.
It didn't work out for Samuelson. Usually if they identify a player as, love this guy, boom, he's got 7 years.
Right. Like, they wouldn't talk about Tage the way they're talking about McLeod.
No.
Right? Like, it helps our team win. It would have to be the right deal that makes our team better. I don't think that's how he would answer a question about Tage, Dahlin, Tuck.
Right.
McLeod? If he had got... McLeod was an RFA. He never got asked this question because there was never any trade smoke about him. But if he had been asked the same question about McLeod, what would he have said? Wouldn't he have sounded different?
Yeah.
I don't think you would have heard, oh, if there's a deal out there that makes us better. Like, he's very open about the idea of trading Byram, which is why I just still want to feel like they want to do it.
Yep. Jeff in Tampa. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, not exactly what I was going to call about, but that clip from Adams just makes me, not to oversimplify it, it makes me sound like somebody who's buying a house. I have to have a house with purple shutters, but so get the house, the best house you can get, and then change the shutters yourself. It's ridiculous. But the reason I was going to call was that I feel like the Sabres, regardless of who is in charge for the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, they don't learn from their own mistakes, and they certainly don't learn from the previous administration's mistakes. I mean, this whole thing with the offer sheet, it sounds like the Vanek thing. I mean, they got so upset with losing, you know, Breer and other players. Like, they just, we're going to match. We're going to overpay a player when we could have got some great draft picks. I mean, take the best deal, period, and then sort it out. It's just, they just don't learn from anyone's mistakes.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, I would say, you know, the Vanek offer sheet, it is one of the endless conversations, fun conversations to have about, well, what would have happened the other way? The difference there is, of course, the Sabres, when that happened, were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They were good. And they had just suffered a massive loss of losing both Breer and Drury.
Mm-hmm.
And the GM is faced with maybe losing another premier player. This one even younger.
Drury only played 2 years.
Yeah, top five draft pick.
Yeah.
And
40 goals.
And you're a good team. So you say, no, I'm going to keep that guy, and this is his contract now. I never thought it was too much of an overpay. He was awesome. I mean, maybe at the time by, what, a couple million, but whatever.
The difference there wasn't, do I have this right? At the time, the contract Vanek got would have fetched the Sabres 4 first-round
picks.
That's
right. You would have picked up 4 firsts from Edmonton.
Which is Byram at most 2, probably more likely 1.
Yes.
That's a different call than 4 first-round picks. I mean, Vanek was a better player by a lot, I think, and helps a team more when he was coming off a 40-goal season than Bo Byram is right now. But wasn't that more the debate was not, is he worth this? It's, do we want 4 firsts for this guy?
Which
it's a
the
lot
answer,
of draft compensation.
It is. But again, they were an awesome team.
But were they after Breer and Drury?
Well, they would have had reason to think, let's continue to try to win games and be competitive. Sure, we lost Breer and Drury. We still have Ryan Miller. We were the number one team in the entire NHL. All right. Well, we lost 2 super important players.
Right.
Should we tank? I mean, when I listen,
yeah.
Go back to that moment. If you think they should have taken the 4 firsts, you are not allowed ever, I'm looking right in the camera, ever, to yell at me about tanking. That was a President's Trophy team.
Mm-hmm.
2 players leave in free agency. Ooh, they're offering you 4 firsts for this guy. Let's tank. When I wanted them to tank, which they did, they were 24th a couple years in a row, and they were dying on the vine. It was brutal. So they unloaded their talent, like Pominville and Vanek, ironically, and Miller, and had some bad seasons and reloaded. The idea that in that moment they should have taken 4 firsts, Edmonton was a kind of a hopeless franchise at that point. They kept picking in the top 3. Maybe they get Vanek. Maybe they get another player, and they're just middle round picks. I mean, it's you don't just get to say, look where those four first picks were.
Right. And even if you do, I mean, it's not like there's no McDavid attached to that. The four first round picks after the Sabres matched, the four first they would have received. Vanek would have been on the Oilers, so you could play that game. Like, would they have
give
been
me
better?
The, give me the spot they selected in the next 5 years, because as one of the little wrinkles is...
Oh, they had to be in the first.
That Edmonton would have had to give you four picks in 5 years. So if they picked fourth, they could have said not this year.
Right. I'm just double-checking one of these, because they picked 22nd the year after they offer-sheeted Vanek. But I'm just double checking. They traded down. They picked 12th originally.
Okay, because when they when they offer-sheeted Vanek, they had been to the Cup final 2 years before.
Right.
Because 05-06 they lose to Carolina.
Right.
So that's a team that went to the Cup final. I think it's an 8 seed.
Yeah.
And then the next year missed the playoffs.
Right. So
and
then
they're looking to get back. I mean, they were not the completely worthless Oilers that we knew for a decade in between.
But then they kind of become that, but here it is. Of the next 5 years, their draft selection was 12, 10, 1, 1, 1.
Again,
but
it's not the
same. You want to know who those three were?
The ones were Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
Yep.
Is it Taylor Hall?
Taylor Hall.
And the third one is going to be... Nail Yakupov.
Nail Yakupov.
You want to get me on some trivia? You get me number one picks.
Nail Yakupov,
I'll tell you who those guys are.
Three in a row.
Yeah.
So you would have received two really high picks, but none of those players were like... They didn't turn the Oilers around.
Again, the main point is...
I mean, Nugent Hopkins is like still contributing, but...
You were a good team trying to stay good. Now, in this offer sheet scenario, you are not a good team.
Right.
The idea that you're going to get a forward and a D, first off, where would they go? The Sabres have almost done with their forwards, their middle-class forwards, what they did with their first-round draft picks, which is you actually have too many of these guys.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? If a team is offering a forward, this is you in fantasy football with roster limits. I gotta cut a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't have many players I want to cut. Who am I trading away? This is where the packaging comes in. Like, okay, it's Byram and Greenway. It's Byram and, you know, God forbid, Tuck. You want to get a real piece.
But see, that's the thing.
But you're not going to trade Tuck, of course.
What's interesting about the volume of the players they have right now, because they isn't the reason they're going to trade Byram or would want to trade Byram just strictly they don't want to give him a long-term commitment? Because for right now, like, they're... I am not telling you their top six is good at all. Like, I think it's a big problem. But they have plenty of enough forwards to fill out a lineup. You want to push Benson or Quinn down the bottom six, and then you're pushing someone else out of the bottom six. Like,
which is fine, but no one wants to give you a top three forward for Bo Byram.
Right.
And if you're sitting around waiting for that, saying, I don't want futures, I'm waiting for my top six forward.
If it's just for another third-line winger that I've already kind of got, you know, like... Then you go back to the question, well, if it's just for that, what's more valuable to me? A third line winger that I'm going to overplay and put in the top on the top line, or Byram on my top pair, when if he's not my top pair defenseman, it's going to be Samuelson again?
Yeah. Well,
because I might argue that Byram over Samuelson is pretty equivalent of an upgrade or of a spot to be than putting, you know, Jason Zucker 2.0 on my first line. That's not where I want to end up.
803-0550, 1-888-552-550.
That's why the only idea is to package something with Byram. That's the only good idea.
And that ship might have sailed, because what do you package with him? Kulik?
Benson. You do it with Kulik's a center. Like, those are the two that carry the most value, that are both really good young players. But the difference is, you trade Kulik, I don't know what you're doing at center. Center's a disaster at that point, in my opinion. It already looks pretty questionable.
Aren't there 15 teams that wouldn't even consider Benson because he's too small?
Maybe. I mean,
I know his numbers are very good.
And
but
there's he plays bigger than he is. He wins battles. You know, he's goes to the dirty areas.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think there would be enough teams that would fall in love with the profile there and maybe hope that there's still a greater offensive ceiling if he can figure out how to shoot a hockey puck.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Still some Sabres offseason stuff. We got Kevin Adams yesterday speaking on a number of issues, talking with the media about Alex Lyon. Called him a established, or what was the word? Called him a
What was the word? Because I
it was not established. It was
looked up how many starts he had in the league after he said whatever
was
it was.
A proven goaltender.
Maybe it was proven.
Yeah. Because it got to our conversation yesterday about could he win the job from Lukanen, and the way that
right.
Adams talked, it sounded like he thought it could happen.
And listen, like I actually would prefer. I think Lyon right now presents a better profile than Lukanen does, but I wouldn't use the word proven or established because. Do you know that he is 32 years old? Do you know how many starts he has in the NHL?
It's like 100.
Yeah, he has started 51 fewer games in his NHL career than Lukanen has.
Yeah. Well, that's
so established
where
is not necessarily
not
the right
proven,
term.
Not,
I think.
He said he was in for competition, and to me, that sounds like a guy that is really in the competition.
Right.
803-0550. All right, we're gonna break in. Jeremy and Joe, Joe Kelly producing. Owen's here as well. It's Thursday. It's basically a Friday.
Because, it is basically, it's a Friday.
For people that have the day off tomorrow. You can give us a ring if you want, 803-0550 on WGR.